It's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for May 31st of 2024. In this week's episode of Michigan's premier progressive podcast, I asked ProPublica's Andy Kroll if there was truly any difference anymore between the so-called establishment Republicans in Michigan and the insurgent America First faction of the party. Mr. Kroll believed that while the differences in ideological goals might be closer than they used to be, he believes that the establishment Republicans still hold some kind of honor for our democratic institutions. Now, I slightly disagree with him on that point because I don't think that's really the case. But please listen to our complete interview on this week's episode, and I'll link to his fantastic article in ProPublica on the Civil War inside the Michigan Republican Party. Check it out because Mr. Kroll explains how the Christian nationalist America First movement is gaining more and more steam within the party. Now, maybe there was a time that Republicans did believe in democracy, or at least they faked it and would, you know, play by its rules. But these establishment Republicans have no one to blame but themselves because they built this Christian nationalist America First movement due to the policies and the rhetoric they pushed for years, which included decimating voting rights in the state legislatures and also on the Supreme Court. And they used the corporate media infrastructure to help spread its authoritarian, anti-democratic, and fascist messages, especially in talk radio across the country. I don't see much of a difference between the establishment and the America First factions whatsoever anymore. And to clearly illustrate the point, just look how Republicans are rallying around Dear Leader after he was convicted of 34 felony counts this week. Oh, I'm not just talking about national Republicans and how they're losing their minds. I'm talking about Michigan Republicans. Just listen to how they reacted after a New York jury found Dear Leader guilty on all 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to cover up the fact that he had sex with a porn star, Stormy Daniels, which no doubt influenced the outcome of the 2016 election. For instance, Michigan Republican Senate candidate Florida Mike Rogers, who many from the extreme America First crowd decry as a member of the deep state, and who also received a glowing endorsement from Dear Leader to the chagrin of the America First movement, Mike Rogers immediately released a statement after the New York jury released its verdict, and Rogers called the trial rigged and un-American and a weaponization of the nation's justice system. Now remember, Rogers was once critical of his Dear Leader, but now there's no daylight between the two of them. Okay, moving on. The Michigan GOP, let's just go with the entire party, which is now led by former Congressman Pete Hoekstra, released a tweet saying, New York sham trial against the people's president, people's president, sounds very North Korean, has been an unprecedented attack on our constitutional republic. Notice they don't say democracy. Michigan stands with President Trump. Now, that statement could have been released when Christina Karamo was the party leader. She was called the extremist. Hey, I can't tell the difference anymore. See? No daylight. And Congressman and human pylon John James cried, this isn't accountability, it's election interference, and the American people will hold them accountable in November. His Dear Leader was found guilty of a real election interference and was held accountable, but John James and many other Michigan right-wingers would rather attack our justice system. I mean, they're doing more to damage this institutional fabric of the country than anything you see on TikTok. You've heard me say countless times how it's always projection with the right wing. They claim that they were the law and order party, but only for certain people, meaning those who hold little power. You think they meant the rich oligarchs of the country? They incessantly droned on and on about personal responsibility and accepting the consequences of your actions, except when it comes to their side. They impeached Bill Clinton for receiving oral sex in the Oval Office, but now these same Christian nationalists have no problem that their Dear Leader had sex with a porn star right after his wife gave birth to their child. It's always projection and hypocrisy with the right wing, and it's why they're sticking with Dear Leader no matter what. There's no daylight between all Republicans today. The faster we grasp that reality, the faster we'll realize what's at stake this November. Leftoflansing@gmail.com is my email. Contact me there. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, the Gram, and Threads. And I'm on the YouTube as well. Don't forget to visit leftoflansing.com. And please subscribe to the podcast and give it a glowing 5-star review. Take the battle to them.